This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know that thing we say all the time about businesses really just wanting certainty in economic policy so that they can get on with things? The Trump administration has been a frustrating experience for businesses in that regard, and trade policy specifically. Some of the things the White House was pretty big on early days have fallen by the wayside. Other ideas that seem to be dead are back, just rebranded. Remember the border adjustment tax from last year? Dead. Till yesterday, brought back as a reciprocal tax on imports. That's the word. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, we are out, but at Davos, the president said, we might reconsider. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at the high cost to businesses when the White House can't seem to pin things down.
The Trump administration is up against the classic trade dilemma: protect domestic producers or manufacturers who rely on cheap imports.
So it's an administration that is really more divided on this issue than just about any other economic issue.
Jason Furman is a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School. Trump says he wants a better deal in terms of trade and tariffs, but the mixed messages coming out of the White House are creating uncertainty.
So you see different businesses react in different ways, sometimes with real unintended consequences for the economy as a whole.
Like last year, when Trump threatened new tariffs on imported steel to protect domestic producers. Manufacturers who rely on those imports reminded him the move would threaten jobs in their industries. Yesterday, he said he's considering all options. That was encouraging for Kimberly Corbel of the American Wire Producers Association.
We listen to what he has to say, and we make sure that we have a good, strong position, and we communicate that message to the best of our ability.
But what's encouraging for her can be frustrating for others.
I'll be honest, it's been very challenging to align your expectations with the rhetoric of the administration.
Scott Paul is with the Alliance for American Manufacturers, which represents domestic steel and aluminum producers.
The president promised swift action. Instead, through the delays, the president opened up our market for a surge of imports.
Imports some businesses wanted to have as a buffer against the uncertainty. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.